Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. And to be honest with you, this is my first time doing a podcast. So if you are listening for the first time, I really appreciate it. I thank you. I am very nervous because, to be honest with you, I've seen people do these and they think it's easy, but for some people it's not. Now, what this show is a reincarnation of a video show that I used to do on Facebook Live called, pretty much called, Anything Goes. Now, it only lasted two episodes, but we pretty much did make it past the second episode, and I pretty much had to can it. But I promised myself that one day I would bring this show back in any shape or form, and I figured, why not do a podcast show? Now, like I said, this show, back when I did the videos, this show is about anything and everything that is on my mind. Now, like I said, the show will be about politics, what's going on in the world, entertainment, sports, you name it. Hell, we could be even talking about random shit. So, our first topic of this episode is about this crisis that we are in. We are under a state of emergency. We are in a state of lockdown. All because someone had to take a bite out of a bat sandwich and bring a virus from China. Now, I don't know if that was accurate or not, but it has been proven that the coronavirus, yes, that's what this is called, the coronavirus has been brought from China. I don't have any sources, but I tell you this, why would you travel to China and bring back something that could kill millions of people? This virus started all the way back in late December, and it spread like wildfire, and it has killed numerous people. Most people have been hospitalized, but in the light of it, people have been cured of it. Now, what this coronavirus is that it's a type of flu, but it's more intense. Shortness of breath, constant coughing, a very, very high fever are just few of the symptoms that can cause you to, well, be quarantined, which is what the world is doing now. The world is under quarantine. Me, I'm doing this podcast from my very own home. I usually work at a furniture factory. I used to build furniture for Ashley Furniture, which I still do, but we are temporarily laid off until we are able to go back. But now stores are shutting down early because people who believe that this is the literal apocalypse want to hoard everything. Toilet paper, water, food. They're even going to the baby aisles in Walmart and taking the water, the baby food. They're even taking diaper wipes and diapers. To those people who take the diaper wipes and diapers and you don't have kids, I advise you to don't steal from families who deserve them. Now, it's also affecting the entertainment industry. One of the most famous celebrities, Tom Hanks, was one of the recent ones to be tested positive for the coronavirus. Yep, and his wife, Rita Wilson. And they have been since isolated, which is the smart thing to do. Even a news anchor for the news channel Fox 13 out in Memphis, Tennessee, came into contact with someone who had the coronavirus, and he did the smart thing by self-isolating himself. That, I believe, is one of the smartest things you could do. My personal opinion, and this is mostly the opinion of anybody who doesn't want to catch it, if you feel sick, if you feel like you're burning up, stay home. Don't go out. Which is why the state of Mississippi, which I am recording this podcast from, is put under a curfew. Yes, the curfew went into effect on April Fool's Day of all days. But this coronavirus is no joke. I never seen something like this spread so fast in such a short amount of time. And me being a father of two beautiful children, I do care about their safety. And I do believe that most people should care about their loved one's safety. What I say should not affect anybody's decision or their thoughts on what this virus can do, or what they believe it doesn't do. What I believe is that you believe what you want to believe. If you believe that you don't have it, go get yourself tested. If you test negative, good for you. But I swear, if you test positive, either check yourself into a hospital or take your ass home and isolate yourself. Quarantine yourself. It's what most gamers do. People who don't have lives just quarantine themselves, isolate themselves to the point where they don't talk to people. It's that simple. Now, anybody who's non-essential is actually losing their jobs because of this virus. I'm one of them. I am a non-essential worker because where I work at, most of the parts we get at our factory, we get from China. So, yeah, I don't condone anybody's actions. You can treat this as a joke. You can treat this seriously. You can be an adult and try to protect yourself. Or you can act like a complete fucking idiot and pretty much kill yourself without even harming yourself. They do advise don't take medicine. Then don't take the medicine. Because it will just increase your temperature. I don't want to be the bad guy here, because this is my first episode. I want to be liked. But you want to get yourself healthy. You want to beat this virus. Quarantine yourself. Stay home. Do what any person who is isolated would do. Stay home. Lock yourself in a room. Play video games. Watch Netflix. Watch Hulu. Or if you got a subscription to it, watch Disney Plus. And if you're not into that, watch anime. Watch Funimation now. Or listen to music. Get on Spotify, which is sponsoring the app that I am recording this podcast off of. And to anybody who listens to this, I thank you. You actually want to listen to somebody who actually has a non-nonsense opinion. Now, but like I said earlier, not only is this coronavirus affecting regular Americans, but it's also affecting everyone around the world, including the country that originated from, China. But the good thing is, doctors are working their asses off just to get this disease under control. I applaud the doctors and the scientists who are trying to find a cure, who are trying to quarantine anybody who has this. I believe that we can beat this virus. And I'm sorry for stuttering there. I believe we can beat this virus. And I have to say, I'm normally not a supporter of our president, but in this case, I actually support him because I know this goes against everything I believe in, but I believe he knows what he's doing. If you don't have faith in him, that's your choice. If you do have faith in him, that's your choice. Don't judge him for what he has done. Judge him for what he is going to do. He is going to send money to those who have lost their jobs to this outbreak, to this quote-unquote pandemic that has affected Americans, Canadians, South Americans, even around the other parts of the globe, who are ordering their citizens to stay indoors. Which is why, like the state of Mississippi has one of the highest death rates for the coronavirus. Why isn't somebody trying to find a cure? But of course, like I said earlier, it's also affecting the entertainment industry. And what I mean is, movies that were promised to come out this year are being pushed back to either later this year or sometime next year. Which is fine, because they don't want fans to be mad at them. They make these movies for the people who enjoy watching these movies. And of course, sporting events. The NHL canceled the rest of their season. The NFL won't be back until next year, which they confirmed earlier today that they are going to be back for the fall season. Even the rebranded XFL, which is founded by WWE CEO Vince McMahon, has even taken the rest of the season off, with most of their players going and signing to the NFL, and they will be playing next season. Not only that, it's also affecting the world of mixed martial arts. MMA fights have had to be taking place in empty arenas. The new wrestling sport on the block, AEW, founded by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks from New Japan Pro Wrestling, are having to record their shows in an empty building. WWE, which is one of the biggest sports entertainment conglomerates, is having to move their biggest show of the year, WrestleMania, which is supposed to be held at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, has now been moved to the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. Now, to the people who are fans of wrestling, it will be available on pay-per-view and it'll be available on the WWE Network. But understand this, even though there are no fans in the building, these men and women are willing to put their health and livelihood on the line to entertain you, to get you through these dark times. Hell, even some superstars that were scheduled to perform had to back out because, tell you the truth, they're, I don't know how to put the words into it, they're not immune to the disease. Like, for example, Roman Reigns was supposed to wrestle for the Universal Championship. He might still do that. But there's a rumor that he might not compete due to this coronavirus. So he's out because of his cancer, that he had leukemia, which is understandable. But of course there is the fact that The Miz might be out because he showed up to record his match, to tape his match, I'm sorry, for the triple threat ladder match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles, but he showed up sick. Several superstars were supposed to be there, but now they're out. But they are still going to put on a show for you because, as wrestling fans, you deserve a show. Now, you can go on and be mad that, ooh, there's not going to be any fans there. There's not going to be any WrestleMania moments. Make your own moments. They're putting on a show for you to help you through this coronavirus. Hell. You don't like it? You don't like the if you don't like the fact that they're trying to help you see the light in all the darkness of the world right now, don't watch. Ignore it all. But if you're still a fan and you want to watch wrestling, watch WrestleMania. Watch the final SmackDown before the pay-per-view this Saturday and this Sunday. Continue watching AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights. Continue watching NXT. Or if you don't want to watch wrestling, get on Netflix and watch a movie or a TV show. Get on Hulu and watch a TV show. Don't sit there and complain like the weebs you are. I don't like calling out the ones who claim that they know what's best for wrestling. Because this coronavirus is already making things bad enough without people complaining. The world needs to come together. The world has to come together. In order for us to see the light in the dark, we have to open our eyes. We have to just let it go. We need to rise. We as Americans and anyone around the country need to rise like phoenixes and do what's right. The government knows what they're doing. If you don't want to listen to me, then by all means, don't listen. But if you're willing to listen to someone who has lost any family member to something, and doesn't want to lose a family member to this disease, to this virus, you can listen. It's your choice. We all have a choice. We all follow our own path. We all follow our own destiny. And for the love of God above, get off your high horses. This is to the ones who are hoarding. Get off your high horses and give some of the stuff that you hoard to families who need it. To the essential workers who have to bust their ass to go to work during this time of terror. In this time of horror. We're living in a world that's changing. We are living in a world that obviously where feelings can get hurt just by saying one thing. By saying a homophobic slur, calling a girl a whore, or any other derogatory name. We're living in a world where now there's like 14 or 15 genders. Where a man can identify as a damn tree if he wanted to. Where a girl or a man can identify themselves as a fucking car. And a man, if a man identifies himself as a car and drives a fucking car, he's a fucking idiot. If you want to be a car, be a car. Just don't stick your dick in the tailpipe. I'm not the kind of person to do rants on a first time podcast. But for God fucking sakes, may God forgive me for saying that. But for God's sakes, if you're a man, you have a wife, if she's sick, take care of her. If she's got a fever, take her temperature. If it goes over 100 degrees, take her ass to the hospital and get her tested. Don't just sit there and wait till it passes. If you want to live with your beautiful wife for the next 40 or 50 years and live to see 100, take care of her. Also, if you want to live long enough to see your kids grow up, get yourself tested. And no, I'm not talking about getting yourself tested for a sexually transmitted disease, which you should if you slept with a girl or a guy who has it. But I'm also saying get yourself tested for the coronavirus. And I'm sorry for the stutters, but this is how I do when I get into something. When I get very talkative, I stutter. I love this country as much as the next person. I love this country as much as a Trump lover loves this country. As a Trump supporter loves this country. This is America. And no, I'm not quoting the Childish Gambino song. This is America. We are Americans. And damn it, we need to start acting like it. We need to stop acting like cowards hiding behind a keyboard, hiding behind a damn screen to make yourself feel like a man. And cower behind somebody when the person you bully walks up to you, comes to your door, and decides he wants to whoop your ass. And you deserve it if you do it. Well, and this time, the coronavirus is the bully. And all we're doing is hoarding toilet paper, paper towels, baby food, diapers, and wipes. We don't know how long this is going to last. It could last a couple months. It could last an entire year. We don't know. All I know is I want this virus to end. Everybody wants this virus to end. I don't like the fact that everybody is getting infected and people are dying. Hell, there's people out there who you could love, that you care about, who could end up in a body bag, who could end up in a hearse, in a casket, because they didn't care about themselves enough to get themselves tested. I honestly believe like I said earlier, that if we stand together, if we can stand up with each other instead of fighting each other, we can get through this. I don't think that we are humans anymore. When it comes to the hoarding, we're acting like animals. Everybody is acting like a damn animal. Beating the hell out of somebody because they grabbed the last pack of toilet paper. Something that these families could use to wipe their ass. Or even blow their noses when they got a cold. No, you want all the toilet paper so that way nobody else can have any. So that way if they do have the coronavirus, it would be your fault, not theirs. I don't want to see the world burn. I don't want to see the world fall apart like it has been in the past several years. We have fallen low on the totem pole to the point where other fucking countries want us gone, want us destroyed. Because we act like a bunch of slack-jawed idiots where they believe, where these young girls don't look up to historians anymore. They look up to fucking reality stars. They don't want to believe in what's good and what's right. They just want to believe what looks good, what's trending, what that bitch Kim Kardashian is doing. What these bitches who think that they own the world. And I'm not talking about females. I'm talking about the men who think they're above us all just because they're famous. Everybody falls. Especially you. And if Kanye West is the biggest bitch of them all. At one point, back several years ago, he said that rock is dead. Really? Rock is dead? No, my dear sir. Rock music is still alive and kicking. Even with these new age rock bands, they're keeping the spirit of rock alive. Rap stars, yes, they are superstars, but they're not rock stars. You want to be a rock star? Pick up a damn guitar. Pick up a set of drumsticks. Pick up a bass guitar. And rock their world. But there is light in all this coronavirus nonsense. There are some celebrities out there who are actually trying to raise money for research, for funds to find a cure. There's even musicians who go live on YouTube, on Facebook Live, from their homes to perform songs for anybody who will donate. Which, by all means, I say I congratulate any artist, whether they're R&B, hip-hop, rock, country, gospel. You are saints. You want this world to shine like it used to. And I thank you. You guys are the real, you guys are as much heroes as the doctors and the scientists who are actually trying to find a cure. You guys deserve as much adoration as a doctor who cures, who is finding the cure to cancer, who's trying to find a cure to Alzheimer's, who's even trying to find a cure for asthma, who's treating a young kid who broke his arm or broke his leg doing something reckless, which is what boys do, or a grown man nearly breaking his back trying to provide food and shelter for his family. You guys are the heroes, just like them. And to all the ones who received the money, to all the musicians who did the money, who did the benefits, thank you. Your contribution was very much needed in this time of need. We, as American citizens, I'm not vouching for every American, because I'm pretty sure all Americans don't agree with what I say. But you want the adoration, you got it. You want the recognition, you got it. Even athletes are donating their money for staff, for anyone who will donate their money is a hero too. Hell, I even saw on YouTube or on Fox that iHeartRadio actually did performances from home of any top superstar who is doing a one-man show or a one-woman show just to raise money to get the money to raise for the charities and for the funds to find a cure for this damn disease. You love this country as much as I do and as much as any American do. Or does. Hell, even Canadians who became famous in the United States are doing their fair share. So I say thank you. We love you. We love you as much as we love this country, and we do, like I said, we do not want to see this country burn. I never thought I would be, and hell, I'm surprised I'm alive today to be doing something like this, to be doing a show, doing a podcast for something that I never thought I would be able to do again. That I hope whoever listens to this will listen. Because I've been ignored my entire life. I just wanted my voice to be heard. My opinions mean nothing. Opinions mean nothing on Facebook when all you see on there is people wondering about Netflix, Hulu, passwords, what's on Disney Plus, what the hell is going on with the celebrity world, what movies are coming out, or how they fucking look. I mean, for God's sakes, on Facebook, when you do a status, the headline says, "What's on your mind?" Me, I have too much on my mind, which is why I decided to do this show, which is why my first topic is about the panic and the destruction this world is coming to, what this coronavirus is doing to the world. We, as Americans, need to stand up. I know I've repeated myself saying that many times. We need to stand up. We need to be human again. If you don't like my opinion, then I suggest don't listen to this show. Don't listen to this episode. If you want to wait till the next episode, by all means, wait till the next episode. because the next episode will be on in the next couple days. Yeah, that's right. I'm sticking to this show, just like the coronavirus is going to be sticking around for a while. I want to be your voice. I want to be the voice of the voiceless to the ones who want to say something but can't. Who want to be heard. Who believe that they're not loved. That they don't belong, that they have no reason to live. And of course, with us being self-isolated, us being in quarantine, that means you're going to drive each other nuts. You're going to drive each other mad to the point where you don't want to be around each other. There's some who live alone, who are isolated. They play video games. They work out. They pretty much do whatever they can to keep themselves preoccupied. Hell, there's people who constantly eat when they're bored. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. But believe me, I, as a person, encourage anybody who is isolated to do what you can to survive. Don't hoard your food. Don't hoard food. Get what you need. Get your essentials. Pay for it and go home. Take care of your family. Or if you don't have a family and you have a pet, take care of your pets. Take care of your home. Take care of yourself. Because you matter. You matter to somebody. You want to be heard. Let me be your voice. Let me be your beacon of hope. Especially when I do a serious podcast like this. Like the first episode is a serious one. Who knows, the next episode might be fun. It might be silly. I might even joke around or two. But I wanted to make this first episode very, very special. Because like I said, I've never been able to get my word out. I've never had the chance to say what I always wanted to say. But now that I've spoken my mind about this virus and what it's doing to the world, and what I think, what I believe the world should do, I should say this. Like I said in the middle of the podcast, if you're listening, if you love hearing me talk about the world, if you love hearing me talk about the fun stuff, if you want to hear me talk about fun stuff, let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. David Lasser is my name, my real name on Facebook. Message me and let me know how you feel. Let me know what you want. Give me ideas for a podcast. And I will use it. If you got a story to tell, tell me it. I will read your story aloud on this show so the world can hear it. Whether it's funny, whether you want to be a jokester, if you want to send me an angry message, that's your choice. If you want to send me a funny joke to lighten the mood for anybody, go ahead. I would love to hear it. If you want to talk about your favorite TV shows, if you want me to talk about favorite TV shows, I'll talk about it. If you want me to watch a show for me to do a review on my podcast, I will do it. You just got to give me time to watch. If the show has more than one season, I will do a review on each season. If you want me to do a review on a certain artist in music, I'll do it. All music genres are welcome, including rock, rap, hip-hop, gospel, country, you name it. I'll even go as far as talk about movies. What movies you want me to talk about? I'll do it. Even though I am the host, I am letting you, the listener, to choose the topic. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think. Shoot me a message. Tell me what you want me to talk about. Shoot me a message just to say, hey, because whatever you want me to talk about, I'll talk about. I'll even talk about video games if I have to. I'll talk about anything. You want me to do a serious topic one episode? I'll do it. And do a funny episode in the next? So be it. All that matters is that I am going to be your voice. I can't protect you during this time. That's up to you. That is up to you and to anybody else who listens. You have an opinion? Shoot it to me, and I'll actually do what no other person would do. I would actually take it into consideration. If you hear me talking about your podcast, if you have your own podcast and you want me to plug it, I'll do it. I'll even plug other podcasts that have already established themselves. I'll even do what I can. Your voice will be heard. I never thought I would actually be doing this. If I have one listener, or if I have many, many, many listeners, I just want to say I thank you. And I hope you enjoy this first episode, which has gone over 43 minutes. If you listened to this episode, I thank you. If you enjoyed it, tell your friends to give it a listen. And tell them that I will answer their questions. I will answer anything they want to ask me. If you, like I said, shoot me a topic. Your voice will be heard on this show. I want the world to know that you're not alone. Nobody's alone. And now, I would like to give my final thought. I know it's like Jerry Springer, but more serious. Like I've said, we live in a world of chaos. We live in a world where you say the wrong thing and the whole world turns its back on you. And there's no way for you to redeem yourself unless you find a way. Whether you find your way through Christ, if you find your way through any other religion, You'll find your way. You want to fight, if you want to fight this virus, if you want to help get rid of this pandemic, do your part. Do what you can. Because you matter. Everyone in the world matters. Just don't go and be, don't be the kind of person you wouldn't want your kids to be if you have kids. Be a better person. Be a good person. Be a good man. Or if you're a woman listening to this, be a good woman. Be the kind, if you're a woman listening to this, be the kind of woman you want your daughter to be. If you're a man, be the kind of man you would want your son to look up to. Because just like you, your kids matter to you. Your kids have to grow up in this. But I'm getting off track. Like I said, this world is in a state of emergency. We're living in a world of chaos. Like I said, we live in a world where you say one thing, someone will misconstrue it as another thing, and you'll be in trouble for it, and you'll pretty much be an outcast. You'll be what they would call a pariah. A social pariah. No one would want to talk to you. You'll be like you're invisible. They'll know you for one certain thing, and guess what? That's what you'll be forever known as. And you'll be able to shake it off at one point. But it takes time. You got to give people time to forget about it. People want to follow the celebrities for their gossip. They want to read tabloids and believe what they read. I'll just say this. That's what's wrong with the world. We live in a world, honestly, where nobody technically gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about what anybody else is going through as long as a celebrity is going through it. You want to be a hoe? Be a hoe. If you're a celebrity and you want to be a hoe. Just do it on your own time. Don't do it in front of the TVs. Don't do it in front of the cameras. You want to be a role model? Stop showing off your tits. Just because you think it makes you look sexy. No, a woman's body doesn't make her sexy. A woman's heart and mind makes her sexy. Makes her beautiful. If you want to keep putting on this facade that you're doing the world justice, think about what you say before you say it. If you really think the president doesn't care about you, your race, or your gender, think about what you say first before you say it. Think about everything you say. Because one day it will come back to haunt you. One day it will come back and bite you in the ass. And it'll bite you in the ass like a pit bull to a mailman. And it won't let go. Until it gets tired, or until you knock it off yourself. Now there is this saying, you got an angel on one shoulder, you got an angel on your left side and the devil on your right. The devil is going to put words in your head that'll make you do stuff you normally don't do. My advice is to listen to the angel, because the angel always knows what's best. Me, I've made some poor decisions in my life that I do regret and that I do take back. But I don't regret anything I've said in this podcast, because I've spoken the truth. And damn it, there's nothing that's going to stop me from saying what I need to say. That's going to stop me from getting my word out, from getting anyone's word out. And I do believe that this world can change, that anyone is capable of change. Hell, even our president is capable of change. Instead of the president's slogan, "Let's make America great again," how about we make the world great again? Why don't we make humanity great again? And I believe we can do it. All it takes is a little faith. Well, that being said, this has been the Anything Goes podcast, the first episode. To anybody who listens, I suggest you subscribe to my channel. More episodes are on the way. Like I said in the show, hit me up in the Facebook Messenger. Hit me up with ideas. Give me your best shot. Tell me what you think, and I will see you in the next episode. So until then, I say to you, good night, good luck, stay healthy, and for God's sakes, wash your hands. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.